This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Right now, we're looking for our fifth caller at 716-221-4WGR. That's 4947. Caller 5 wins a pair of tickets to see Disturbed with Daughtry and Nothing More. KeyBank Center, week from Friday, April 4th at KeyBank Center, courtesy of Live Nation. Where is this show? Get your tickets while you still can at Ticketmaster.com. Missed this earlier, a couple hours ago. Mark Maskey, Washington Post, tweets, "The NFL Competition Committee, barring a last-minute switch, is likely to propose moving the spot of the touchback on kickoffs from the 30 to the 35. The league and committee have discussed that modification to attempt to further boost the rate of returns." Rate of returns. Okay. I guess they're serious about it. You know, they did make a major change to the look of kickoffs last year, and I guess they didn't get enough of what they wanted. More returns. So they're going to make it 5 yards more penal, moving the touchback. They're not moving the kickoff line. They're moving where the ball will go if it's a touchback from the 30 to the 35 after it had been the 25. More points. More emphasis on returners, even more than last year. We had a little bit of progress in that area, not a ton. That was an interesting discussion. Last year, the teams that in the end really just didn't bother. Fine, you can have the 30, but we're not risking a kickoff return. I mean, a big return is obviously a big play, and it makes sense in that sense why teams would just not want to take the chance. Other things can happen on a kickoff return, though, that are good for the kicking team. Turnovers, penalties, right? That seemingly always there flag that maybe you didn't have as much of last year because, I mean, they're just, you didn't have players running all the way down the field, but block in the back, holding calls, you get the ball out to the 30 on a return, but instead you're starting at your 9. And that's on the return team to be able to avoid, but the occasional turnover, penalty leading to bad field position, or you just get a stop because you've got a couple of guys on your coverage team that are superior and can, you know, make those plays. It's, you know, anything that brings in more strategy, I would probably expect to like. And this is going to do that. Now there will be more used to what the kickoffs look like, which that was an adjustment. But moving from the 30 to the 35 is this expectation. 803-0550 for your calls. We've got the Sabres and Senators tonight, pregame coming up at 6. They're going to do a roundtable down at the arena with Brian Koziol, Pat Malacaro, and Paul, talking about the season overall. I just want to tell you, because, you know, here we are late in the hockey season, and we don't need to go over, like, the Sabres' position in the standings or really all of that. It's kind of too depressing. All of it, and Bulldog and I have had these conversations, all of it has made it really hard for me to, like, just plug into it all. What to do about the roster, Lindy, Adams, just the whole thing. And even like bringing this up, I think is, I don't know whether it's risky or not, but it's just so sad, right? Like that they've managed another year where you're getting into like that final dozen or so games and they're almost dead. I mean, they're all but dead in the standings. And, right, no other team in the conference so much is just, like, so far back, so little time left. I mean, you've got 62 points. Philadelphia was 65. It's last, you know. It's really just it. It's last. And I don't know. I feel like in terms of how I feel as a fan and also, you know, keeping your interest, giving something that you might find interesting to listen to, With this organization, it's just become, my instincts are just always pushing me away from it. That
if you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Okay, Dylan Cousins, that was a big move, and you know I don't blame the Sabres for doing it. Hopefully they didn't get a player back that has, you know, kind of serious injury status that will take that away from us in Norris, but it's premature to think that way. I'm not assuming that either. I just know that, you know, that's part of his story, and it's been that since the trade. It's just, you know, what can they do about it? What do we want them to do about it? What I want them to do differently is spend. That's really what I want from the Sabres. I want to feel like ownership is, you know, into this. And it's one thing to be told, as we are, that Terry Pegula is interested in the roster and active in conversations and all these kinds of things that, I don't know, that doesn't have to be a good thing. But I would... Perfect world for me as a fan of a team. I want my owner invested like that. And, you know, hopefully we'd all draw the line differently. Where the line is between I own the team, sort of where my boundaries are in terms of decision making. I know ultimately anything can be up to me, but I wouldn't want all of it to be up to me if it were actually me in that role. I'd want to, you know, employ people who are more qualified. So that's kind of it. And some people would say different. You want ownership. I would want ownership to be engaged, but as opposed to just completely distant, but also sort of know what, you know, I don't need to weigh in on that kind of thing, but then also provide the full, the maximum amount of support financially to the operation. And you know, we've had for most of our lives with the Sabres these questions about, how much money do they lose and what they can't do. It's almost always been about what they can't do. And I feel like with Pegula, with due respect, that was supposed to have changed. It's a long time ago now. But the idea was that it was no longer going to be about what they would not do financially. And now I think it so clearly is. And so, I mean, I'm waiting for them to luck into a good season, a good group that can happen when you don't spend to the max. I mean, we've had lots of those in sports. You kind of want to fall into that. It's possible, but it's just that much harder for me to buy, no pun intended, to buy into when they have self-imposed these kind of limits. And that has the effect, I mean, the important effect of players and your reputation around the league and the whole thing about who wants to play for you and who doesn't. So there's my contribution. I'm not on the roundtable tonight, but I think that is such a dead end. If they're closer, then you sort of live in the season and you talk about the line combinations and you talk about who's in goal and who's playing whom tonight in the standings and you have all of that, but we're kind of like in a realistic way deprived of that. You could still, I'm not saying you shouldn't care about it, but it's hard for me to do the day-to-day thing with them when the season's kind of over. So what I want to do is move to the bigger picture and just find that to be like, okay, sure, maybe. It's kind of the best I can do with it. And that's how it was. Really was like not, for as much as money was always a topic with the Sabres, like in the Dom years and then Regeer from that on into the, you know, right to 06, 07, where we weren't so worried about the team is sold then. We're not so worried about what they're not spending. Then we are again when Briere and Drury leave. For as much as money has been a part of their, like, identity as an organization, here we're at a point where, I don't know, they just can't seem to be able to escape from it. And by other means, with those self-imposed limits, find a way just to even compete for a playoff spot most of these years, which is really astounding and depressing. But hey, I'm not telling you how to feel. Going to the hockey games, I'm going down there is fun. Tonight's another night to do that. Dylan Cousins back. Ottawa's having a good season. Play spoiler, all the rest. And you're not officially out, even though it's so remote of a possibility. 803-0550 to comment. Pregame for Sabre Senators in 20 minutes. This is Mike Schoep on WGR.